That's the voice of folk singer Mariana Sadovska with a song that's being sung in her homeland, Ukraine, to commemorate those who've died in protests there over the last 4 months. The world is keeping a watchful eye on eastern Ukraine, where pro-Russian activists are demanding a referendum on independence. The separatists have been holding rallies in the eastern cities of Donetsk, Kharkiv and Luhansk, and they've taken over government buildings and barricaded parts of the cities.
This is all less than a month after Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. And with NATO reporting a build-up of Russian troops near the Ukrainian border, there's widespread speculation about whether eastern Ukraine faces a similar scenario. The Ukraine, US, EU and Russia are due to meet for talks next week to try to find a way to ease tensions that have been building in the country for months. The singer we heard at the start of the show, Mariana Sadovska, isn't just a singer. She's been active in demonstrations in Germany in response to the turmoil in her homeland. I met up with her in her home in Cologne, where I asked her how she sees current developments in eastern Ukraine.
My day is beginning with reading news and ending with the reading news, and I try to skip myself from doing it all the time during the day. But, for example, yesterday I get a lot of positive feelings. First of all, they made like social investigation in east of Ukraine, and it's absolutely not true that majority of the people wants to be back to Russia and wants to be separated country. Those separatistic movement is not what really people want. And I knew it. I knew it because I have a lot of friends there and because I get this feeling from the people that what is going on now, it's really provoked and it's very much controlled by Russian special forces. If Putin will be not stopped and if he will move forward, then we are on the border of the war and it's very serious. So I got a lot of impulses that people are scared. Yeah.
You have a lot of contact to writers, singers, I'm sure through your work. Is it a safe place for them right now?
Yes. I mean, nobody is really scared of his life. It's more we are scared in front of the war and we are scared what will happen if what, you know, looking in Crimea, what will happen with the people who will not agree? What happened now with the all army people, like all people from the army who are leaving Crimea and going back to Ukraine with all people from Crimea which decided now to move out. So I think there is a more dangerous and scary than in the rest of Ukraine. But, you know, it's so easy for me to say, I don't know. I mean, I'm also depending on news, what is going on, and messages from my friends, what is going on. And yes.
Let's talk about your role here, because you've done a lot of leading of demonstrations back in November. You started getting things organized here in Cologne. Can you tell us how you got involved in protesting for Ukraine?
I always tell that I was the one who pushed the ball, you know, the first ball. When everything happened in Ukraine, I was actually in Italy teaching there in theater workshop. And first of all, I couldn't believe that in Ukraine, people will find the energy to go again on the street and to say no. And that was very special, you know, like saying, yes, yes, they're doing it. They are going out. Yes, they don't agree. Yes, they rising up. So I came back to Cologne. It was November 26th. And already from the airport, I was calling my friends here, Ukrainians, asking if something is organized and if we are going also to demonstrate, to show solidarity. And unfortunately, there was nothing. I mean, it's important to say that we have Ukrainians living here, but we were not really organized as a group or as a, I don't know, kind of a Ukrainian abroad society. We were very loose, you know, loose formations. So I just thought like, okay, let's do that. Let's do that on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Let's go on the street. And then suddenly somebody told me, yeah, but you know, we need permission from the police. So I went online with the help of my husband, who's German, and we find out that it's very easy to get permission. Around 200 people show up, you know, young. I didn't know how many young students we have here studying in Germany and being very worried and involved. There came a lot of families with the kids. Basically, we found each other because of those demonstrations. There are people from Kiev, there are people from Odessa who came from other cities, you know, from Aachen. There are people from all around Ukraine, west and east. Already for the first actions, for the first demonstration, we were joined by Georgians, by Russians, by Polish people. So, you know, it just showed up that I was the one who makes this first movement, and then it just happened.
There's a song that you sing that's become a bit of a symbol of the movement. Can you tell us a little bit about the song? What's it about, and how did it become so popular so quickly?
It's actually very interesting because this song I sang since more than 20 years and I recorded it very long time ago. I always knew it's immigrant song from the region of the west of Ukraine, from Lemko region. And the words are just that, mother, I'm leaving and I don't know where I will die. I don't know who will be around me. It might be that there will be only strangers around me. You know, it's just, it's farewell song. When the first three young person were killed on January 18, one of them was from Belarusia, Mykhailo Zhizniewski. And it happened that this song was one of his favorite songs. So suddenly through internet, through, you know, this song started to flow in memoriam for his death. Sadly enough, when February 18, February 20, when so many people were killed and injured in Maidan, this song became of the song in memoriam to those killed people. So when they were, their coffins were brought to Maidan for last pray and for last farewell, this song was played. It very big responsibility how to sing this song now. It suddenly became not anymore just, you know, just about said farewell. It's very real and it's connected to people who were young and who didn't supposed to die in this way.
You've traveled around the Ukraine a lot and you speak a lot with people in the different parts of the country. Because your music is traditional in its basis and it has a lot to do with the identity of the country, do you think there is one combined identity of the Ukraine?
I saw it in Kiev. I definitely saw it on Maidan. There were people from all around Ukraine. There were people who were speaking Russian, but they felt already different. They didn't want to come back to those Soviet history. And they keep all telling, we are different now. We are different now. And then I felt, okay, they feel now, they identify themselves with a country which they want to be normal country. You know, people didn't came for Ukrainian language or for Ukrainian whatever what. People came on the street because they want to live normal life. You know, free, work for money, have money, travel, to be free, to be normal. To have just normal life.
That was Ukrainian singer Mariana Sadovska talking to me in Cologne.